Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Lamed Hey, and we are on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the last full daf here in the third parak of Maseches Baba Kama, and we pick it up with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Yesh Chayev Al Maisa Shoro, Upater Al Maisa Atzmo. Sometimes there's a case where you can be Chayev for your ox's action, and putter for your action, right? Which might seem ironic, but we'll see what the case is. Putter al maisa shoro, v'chayv al maisa atzmo, which seems more mistaver to us, a case where you might be putter for what your ox did, but you'd be chayv for what you did, right? Adam amazik. So now, as we've said, we've discussed in this parak, we discussed borer, then Adam amazik, then back to Karen and Tom, and now we're comparing Adam amazik and shor. Kate said, so what exactly are the cases here? Shor shebiyesh pater. A shor that is mevayesh, that causes embarrassment to a person. Pater, then the owner of the shor is going to be pater for that. Why? Why is a shor, an action of a shor, pater for embarrassment? So the Rav, the Bartanura here on the Mishnah gives two reasons. Dichsiv, based on what the Gemara says, but dichsiv ish ba'amiso velo shor ba'amiso. Right, the Dal Dvarim, as we'll talk more at length in the eighth parak, right, go on the pasuk of Ish Ba'amiso, a man and his friend, but not sure Ba'amiso. Either Gzeiras HaKasev, Inami, or says the Rav, Ein HaMavayish Chayev Ela Kishem Mavayish Bekavana. You're only Chayev Busha if somebody intended to embarrass Vishar Lav Mechavi Levayishu, and Ashar can't do that. Ashar doesn't have Kavana to be Mavayish, and therefore, says the Rav, one is going to be Pater. So, the Mishnah says, Busha is only Mechuyav Mischayev when a person himself does it, but not if a Shor does it. Tosas points out that it's Lav Dafka Busha, Tosas in Dibur Maskel Shoro, Tsar, Varipui, Vesheves, Vidmei Vados, Lo Chashiv. The others are also true. Also, if a shor is mevayish, I don't pay sheves, I don't pay tsar, all of those are also included. The Mishnah doesn't list it because it already says it somewhere else. But Tosfos says that there's nothing, busha is not the only item. You have to talk about that, so why is busha picked? If all of them are listed elsewhere, so why is busha the one that's listed? Okay, not for now, but that's what Tosfos points out. So again, Ketzad, what's the case that a person is pater for his ox? Shoro should be ish pater. V'hu should be ish chayiv. And he, if the person himself is mevayish, then he's going to be chayiv for the busha. Shoro shesima es ein avdo v'hipila shino pater. If an ox damages his own eved, right, the ox is owned by the same person the eved is owned. So if shor damages the eye of the eved or hipila shino pater, the master is going to be pater because the eved belongs to the master. V'hu shesima es ein avdo, he's going to be pater from paying anything, because it's his property. But, as we know, the halacha is, the pasuk in Chumash, if somebody blinds, Rachman al-Islan, the eye of his Eved, or was mapel the shein of his Eved, then he is chayef to be meshachrer his Eved, which is the ultimate financial gift, right, to give him his freedom. That's the case of chayev al maisa atzmo and pater al maisa shoru. What about the opposite? Shoru shechaval ba'aviv ubimo. If a person's ox wounds a person's parents, chayev. So he's chayev to pay his parents for that wounding. But v'hu shechaval ba'avimo pater. But if he himself wounds his parents, then he's going to be pater. Why? Because he's chayev misa. Person wounds his parents, he's chayev misa. Chaval ba'aviv ubimo. So pater on the money. Right, it's not going to be pater on the money because he didn't do anything as bad, but it's pater on the money because of the principle of kimle b'drabamine, because he's chayim misa, so he's going to be pater on the money. We only give the more chamor punishment. Similarly, shoro shehidlik es hagadish b'shabes chayiv, an ox that lights the gadish on Shabbos, one is going to be chayiv. Rashi says chatzi nezek. It's unusual for an ox to take a fire, so that is going to be Karen, but he's going to be Chayav HaShabbos, because he caused damages on Shabbos. But v'hu shehidlik es hagadish b'Shabbos pater. But if he himself lit a fire on Shabbos, so that he is going to be pater, b'pnei shum is Chayav b'nafsho, because he is Chayav Misa, and therefore Kimle b'drabim minei is going to be pater on the money. 2 points. Number one, the Shin Mukubetzes here has one line where he talks about, so if a person lights a fire on Shabbos, he's going to be putter for the Gaddish. That's interesting, because you might have thought that he should be only be chayiv, he should only be putter for the Gaddish, he should only be putter for the first spot. because the first spot where the fire lights, that's where he's chayiv misa already, and he's going to be putter for the gadish. But what about the rest of the gadish? What about the entire stack of hay? So he's already chayiv misa beforehand. So he's not, why isn't he chayiv misa for the rest? Right? Why isn't, there's no brachiyah misa, because he can't be chayiv misa more than once. So why is he chayiv misa there? So the Shi'im messenger says he's not. He's not chayiv misa more, just because, the chiyuv Shabbos really was at the first moment. If you look at the Rebbe Akiva Eiger in Ksubis, where the sugyas come up at the beginning of Elul Aharis, Rebbe Akiva Eiger suggests that because the original action is needed for the continuation of the action, so that is why, even though the rest of the action is not really connected to the Chiyuv Misa, it's all going to be Mitzurif. Similar to the idea of Akira Tzarach Hanacha, the sugya is there in the beginning of Elul Aharis, that you look at actions in an extended way. Even though you might have said, well, if you look at this moment, then it is not enough to be L'chayev, but says Rebbe Akiva Eiger, if you wouldn't have done action A, you would never have come to action B. Action A is the beginning of action B. Right? If you start burning the Kaddish, so you're going to continue burning the Kaddish. So you can look at it all as one extended Maisa. V'ilu al tchilas ha-maisa, ika kimle v'drabe minei, l'ficha chariz en kina'asem me'elav, it's as if it all happened at one long action, and therefore one is not going to be chayiv mamon for the continuation. Okay, that's based on the Shita here, and the Rebbe Akiva Eiger Iksubis. The other point to mention is the Chiddush Gadol, which is based on a different sugya, but the Ar Sameach says that relating to our Mishnah. The Ar Sameach, Rebbe Meir Simcha, points out, we know there is a Machlokas Tanoim about Havara. We know most Malachas in the Torah are not said explicitly. Right? The Torah says, Losasa Kol Malacha, and we learn out from there all the 39 Malachas. And how do you know 39? That's from the Mishkan, the different day is quoted in Shabbos and Daf Mem Tes. But what exactly is the 39 are learned out from Lasazachah Malacha, but there are one or two exceptions to the rule. There are two Malachas that are said explicitly in the Torah. Two Malachas, carrying Lo Saviru, right, it says don't carry, and we learn out from there, maybe Havara, maybe not just Hotzah, but also Havara. We learn out lighting a fire. Lo saviru eish b'chomosh v'osechem. Lo saviru eish b'chomosh v'osechem. One shouldn't light a fire. And the Tanaim discuss, why does the Torah specify this malacha out of all malachas? Most malachas, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, you can't plow on Shabbos. You can't, well, plow is not a good idea. Maybe it does say plowing in by Shvita, some achlokes, but it doesn't say anywhere you can't do borer on Shabbos. Don't say that anywhere in the Torah. You can't shecht on Shabbos. You can't color on Shabbos. You can't clean on Shabbos. Don't say that anywhere in the Torah. It's included in Lo Saziqah Malacha. And all of a sudden, in Parshat Vayakel, it says you can't light a fire on Shabbos. So why is that? So there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassan, whether Havara is Lalav Yatsas or Lachalak Yatsas. Lachalak Yatsas meaning the fact that the Torah lists off one Malacha teaches me that each Malacha is really its own world. And therefore, if you do two av malachas, you're chayav two karbanas, if you did them b'shogeg. And if you do five, you're chayav five. L'chalik bein kol lav alav. It's not one big aveira, it's 39 separate aveiras. Each one is a separate entity. That we had that already back on Daf Beis. When we spoke about avos and toldos, we spoke about if you do an av and it's toldo, you're only chayav one, and two avos, chayav two. So that was already reflected there. But then the other shita, I think Rabbi Yossi says, havar l'lav yatsas. What is the lav yatsas? So pashtus, that means that it goes down a level. For whatever reason, which we're not going to get into now, but for whatever reason, the lav yatsas, meaning you're not chayiv misa, it's only a lav. Right? And not chayiv kares. The lav yatsas, for havara. So the simple understanding of that gemara is that Rabbi Yossi knocks down, I think it's Rabbi Yossi, if not Rabbi Nassan, I forgot which one is which, says the lav yatsas, it knocks down the avera. If you look in the Ar Sameach, the Ar Sameach discusses, what would the Shita of Lalav Yatsas say about our Mishnah? Because after all, our Mishnah talks about Kimle B'drabe Minei, if I light a fire on Shabbos and I light somebody else's Gaddish, so I'm going to say Kimle because I'm Chayim Misa for the fire, I'm going to be Pater for the Gaddish. So the Gemara doesn't limit it to the Shita of Lachalik Yatsas. Would Lamanda Amar Lalav Yatsas also say, agree with this Mishnah? Says the Ar Sameach, yes. he would also agree with this Mishnah. But why? There's no Chiyuv Misa. He says, yes, there is. Whoa. What does that mean? He says a tremendous Chiddush, according to Rabbi Yossi. Yeah. According to Rabbi Yossi, who says a lot of Yatzos. Rabbi Yossi says, according to the Ar Sameach, even though the Gemara says it goes down a level that's only in terms of kares and karban. But if you did it b'mezid, you're still chayav misa. Even according to the Manda Amar, l'olav yatsas. An unbelievable chiddush. May odi l'pela be'enai. Eich lo ishtam mitana. V'tani aliba de Rabbi Yossi. How could nobody ever say it? Nobody ever says it because everybody else argues on it. But he says, I don't understand how nobody could say Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, the Havar the Lav Yatzas. This is in Sanhedrin, Perak Yurches Alachabes. The Hamavir Beshabis Loke. Kamo de Amru, Kiyosi Vazepakamad de Psachim. Lolisha Vachulu Vachulu. We just find the line. He says, De Itachain, De Rabbi Yossi, De Amar Havar the Lav Yatzas, Savar Gamkein de Chayim Misa Al Havara. Wow. What's the machlokas about then? Rak She Bechlau Melacha Eina. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not a malacha, but it is a chilul. That's his lashon. Midahaisa bechlal lo sazacha malacha v'yatza limetzcha Torah de'ena bechlal malacha. Aval mikom makom hamavir b'shabes chayim misa dechilul mikri ubekroksiv mechalaleha most yumas. As long as you're mechalel, lachena mavir b'shabes chayim misa rak she'ena bechlal malacha ubekareis. Lo nizkar rak malacha, kala osa malacha v'nechrasa, lachein ein chayavin karben aleha. So that's the answer to the trivia question. What on Shabbos, according to who, according to when, would you have a chiyav misa, but no kares, and no chatas? That's the Ar Sameach's pshat of Rabbi Yossi. V'chein matzanu, and he quotes another example of, in Sanhedrin there, but that's what he says. And he says that that's why in the Mishnah, in Perek HaMiniach, Ar Gemara, the Mishnah is a mechalik between the different Tanoim. Why? Because even according to Rabbi Yossi, you would say that, you would say Kilei V'drama Mineh, because there is a Chiyav Misa. That is a Chiddush Gadol, but one should be aware of that. Ar Sameach, Sanhedrin, Perek Yudches, Halacha Beis. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Yavo, Kamid Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yavo in the front of Rabbi Yochanan the following brisa. Again, this couple, next couple of lines is a huge topic, quoted mostly, discussed in Masechta Shabbos, but we're going to touch on it here because it is also mentioned here. So let's see, what's the halacha? Says the brisa, says Rabbi Yavo, quoting the brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-makalkel in Pturin, chutz mechovel u'mavir. Anyone who is makalkel on Shabbos, anybody who does a malacha in a destructive way on Shabbos, so one's going to be potter for that. Why is one going to be potter? So we know there are many different requirements for Meleches Shabbos, the larger definition being Meleches Machshaves, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayakel, and the Unkel translates it as Meleches Umanvan. It has to be thought out, professional craftsmanship work. So what is excluded? So Davar Sheina Miskaven, and Melacha Sheina Tzrich Lagufa, and Misasek, and Makalkel, and Grama, and Shinui, and Shnayim Shesa'uhu, many of the principles of Shabbos come from those two words, Meleches Machsheves. It has to be thought out perfect work. So part of that is that on Shabbos, which we know, we learn from the Mishkan, whatever they did in the Mishkan, one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. In the Mishkan, they did work that was professional, productive, and constructive, not destructive. So we learn from there that anything on Shabbos that's going to be chayav daraisa has to be constructive. If it's destructive, if I just destroy something, and by the way of destroying something, I also do a malacha Shabbos, I am not going to be chayav daraisa. That's the Petur Makalkel. As we know, usually Makalkel makes it from a daraisa to a derabanan. That's what the Braisa says here. Kol ha-makalkel in Peturin. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos, in the beautiful Mavo, in the newer volume of the Shmir Shabbos, it's in Os Yutes, in the Mavo to Hilcha Shabbos, in the Klalim, says the Shmir Shabbos, Tikun, in Minat Torah, Ein Adam Chayev al Asiyas Malacha, Ela Im Kein Asa Osad Bederach Tikun. Only if I do it in a constructive way. O Afilu Bederach Kilkol, Ach L'Shem Tikun. Or if I do it a destructive act per se, but the ultimate purpose of my destructive act is to perform to gain something constructive. But if I do it totally destructive for a destructive purpose, I'm gonna be, it's only gonna be asur derabanan. So for example, v'lachein hakorei kaftor rafui bibigdo kedei l'tofrei labichadash, I rip a button off of my shirt because it's hanging, it's not so connected, I'm gonna rip it off because I want to tie back on after Shabbos tightly. Chayev, that's an issur daraisa. I'm not just ripping. I'm ripping in order to sew it back. Sharei b'maisa hakriya hu miskavin l'sakein. Aval akarei hakaftor kedei l'kalkel l'sabegim. But if I want to just destroy a shirt and I rip something off, then I'm going to be patur, because that's only asur derabanan. Erasing. If I erase something in order to write something else in its place, I'm going to be chayef. If I just erase to destroy, I'm going to be patur. Hachovel b'balei chayim. So he gives other examples. The case of the Gemara, if you remember, if I break something down, stam, I'm going to be pater. If I'm really mad at my friend, and chas v'shalom, I take revenge and I destroy his item, and then it makes me feel good, and it calms my anger because now I got back at him, I'm going to be chayim d'araisa for that. That's also a tikkun. To calm my anger is also a constructive act. Not really constructive per se. It's a destructive way. It's an avera. But that is the rule. Kol makalkalin pturin. But now the Braisa has a chiddush. The Braisa that we vote quotes, there are two exceptions to the rule. There are two malachas that you're chayiv d'oraisa even if it's done in a destructive way. Chutz mechovel umavir. Except for chovel and mavir. Chovel, wounding, which is not one of the 39, if you look on the list, it's included in one of the 39. Which malacha is wounding included in? Four shittas in the Rishonim. What's chovel? What's wounding? Some say it's shochet, it's shechting. Shechting is not only killing, but it's also wounding. Some say wounding is soveya. Rashi and Shabbos said it's coloring. You color. Some say it's dush. The Rambam says it's dush, right? It's just like squeezing out a fruit, so you're removing blood from where it used to be. So it is a malacha. We're just not sure exactly which malacha it is. So, says the Braisa, Rabbi Avo quotes it, Chovel and Mavir, lighting a fire, those two malachas are inherently destructive. And yet, the Torah says they're included in the 39 malachas, so you know that those are going to be chayiv even though they are destructive. How also do you know that they are going to be chayiv even though they're destructive? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos from the fact that the Torah has to give you a special pasuk to matir the mitzvah of milah on Shabbos means that usually it would have been aser. What do you mean? Milah's chovel. Right? Why would that be usher? It must be that chovel, even though it's a destructive act, is going to be usher. And Rashi quotes, what about havara? The fact that the Torah has to tell you that one is not allowed to perform misas bezdin on Shabbos, including srefas bas kohen, which is srefa. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why? Because that's a malacha, right? Even though you might have thought so, because it's a mitzvah, but that's makalkel, and therefore it's still going to be chayev because it's makalkel by mavir. So that's the braisa. Rabbi Avo says that usually makalkel is only asa d'rabanan. Two exceptions to the rule. If you do chovel or mavir in a totally destructive way, it's still going to be asa d'araisa. Because that's what's inherent in those malachos. And the Torah already alludes to us that those are going to be chayev anyway. Says Rabbi Yochanan when he hears this braisa, Amar lei, poktani lefra. Go take your brisa outside. Meaning, the brisa is not authoritative. Chovel umavir ain't a mishnah. They're not exceptions to the rule. It's not authoritative. Ain't a mishnah. You shouldn't have those two as exceptions. Right? Because that's not what the Torah means. Ve'im tibs alomar mishnah. And says Rabbi Yochanan, if you want to say that they should be written, let me give you the pshat. Chovel umavir also are only chayiv when done in a constructive way. How could you wound for a constructive purpose? Chovel b'tzarech l'kalbo. I wound something or somebody because I want to get the blood out, because I want to give it to my animal to drink. Mavir b'tzarech l'afro. I start a fire because I want to create coals in order to use. So both of those are mavir and chovel in a constructive way. Says Rabbi Yochanan, there's no exception to the rule. All 39 malachos are only chayiv d'oraisa if they're done in a constructive way. Destructive, you're going to be pater. It's only going to be asa d'rabanan at most. Once in a while, you'll get a makalka that's even mutter. but most of the time it is still going to be Drabanan. So we have a machlokas here between Rabbi Yavohu and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Mikalkel is a ptur by the malachis of Chovel and Mavir. Rabbi Yavohu says no, it's not a ptur, and Rabbi Yochanan says yes, it is a ptur. The Tosas Rid there in Shabbos points out that this type of wounding, even Rabbi Yochanan says, the constructive act that is done by Chovel and Mavir, you know, the Mekilkel is much greater than the Tikkun. Meaning if somebody lights something on fire and destroys it in order to get the coals, so, you know, if you look at it in an objective way, you know, the destructive elements are much more prevalent and larger than the constructive. You know what? It doesn't matter. Once it has some type of tikkun to it, then it is enough to be called tikkun. The Afal Gav says the Tosas Rid, Shabbos Kufaf, the kilkul miruba al hana aso, ein bakaklum. It's still called tikkun. Kiva, jubiskavin, lahana aso, the ainza miskalkel el kisheino tsarech klau. When you don't have any tikkun in mind, the ainu miskavin el kalkel. Shahare, hashochet avagatul tsarechel, kazayas basar, he continues. Okay, but that is the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. So says the Gemara. So we have this machlokas and the brises between Rabbi Yavohu and Rabbi Yochanan. So now we're going to relate it. There's what to talk about, but let's just first finish the flow. Tanan. So now we're going to relate our Mishnah. Shol Rosh Hilkas HaGadosh B'Shabbos Chayiv Fush Hilkas HaGadosh B'Shabbos Patur. So our Mishnah said, if my ox lights the Gadosh on Shabbos, I'm going to be Chayiv for that. Because it's my Chayiv Nizkei Mamon. But if I lit the Gadosh on Shabbos, I'm going to be Patur because I'm Chayiv Misa. Because I did it the Chil Shabbos of Sreifa, Vikatani, Hu, Dumi, the Shoro. So the Mishnah seems to be comparing and contrasting the case where my ox does it and where I do it. So, let's compare. Ma Shoro, Dolo Kabayle. Just like in the Mishnah, my ox is not doing the Sreifa for a constructive purpose. My ox doesn't have such chachma. So just like my ox, Dolo Kabayle, I don't need it to be done for a constructive purpose. Afunami deloka boile. So too, the case of the Mishnah must be Adam Hamazik. He's doing it in a case where he does not need it. And yet, Viktari Pater, Bebreshu Nita Benafsho. And yet it says the person's Chayiv Misa, Bebreshu Nita Benafsho. Kasha. So what do you see? It's a destructive act, Pashtus, and there's still an Issa Daraisa. Riots, Rabbi Yavohu, Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says it has to be constructive. Our Mishnah Pashtus is destructive because you compare Adam Hamazik. Two Nizkei Mamon, answers the Gemara. No, two answers. Answer number one. Lo, Shoro Dumya Didei. Don't compare him to his shor, compare his shor to him. Ma hu dekaboyle. How would Rabbi Yochanan read the Mishnah? Just like the case is who? It's a case where he is doing it for a constructive purpose, dekaboyle. Av shoro dekaboyle. Soto is talking about a case where an ox does it in a constructive way. Right, Rashi says the ox didn't have to do it in a constructive way. Rashi on top. Lav dafka. The ox doesn't need to have done it in a constructive way, because the ox is an ox. It's just that for the comparison in our Mishnah, that's what the Gemara says it. Just like the Adam HaMazik is doing it for a constructive purpose, Rabbi Yochanan would have to say, so to an ox, says the Gemara, Shorah Hekam Shkachazla. How do you know anything about an ox's intentions? How do you know that an ox would be doing it in a constructive way? So Amar Le Rav Avya, Hacha B'mayaskinon, Bishar Pikeach. It's a very smart ox we're dealing with. Sha'olsolo Neshicha B'gabo. An ox that had a bite on its back, and it has an itch, and it wants to scratch it. So what does it do? The kavoy lemikle, it wants to burn something down to create ashes. The ignader v'kutma, and then it's going to roll around in the ashes, and that's going to make it feel good. So that's how you know that the ox is doing it for a constructive purpose. Says the Gemara, umina yadinan. So what, he told you his intentions? How do you know that the ox is doing it for this purpose? How do you know? So the Gemara says, de la busser de kalye, kamigna de bakutba. You see, that's what he did. You see that the ox burned it down and then rolled around to the ashes. So you see, that's exactly was the ox's intentions. Says the Gemara, umiika ki agavna. Do you ever have such an ox? Is there ever such a smart ox? Or does anybody ever have any other examples where an ox does something that is not just because what's in front of him based on instinct, but it's thought out. So it's an action that the ox wants the results of the action. So the Gemara says, yeah, in. Yeah, the following story. Tahu Torah, Tahavi Beirav Papa. There was an ox that Rav Papa had. Tahavi Kibin Le Chinche. He had a toothache. His teeth were hurting him. What did he do? Ayel Upaskel Nezayasa. He went and he broke off the top of the barrel of beer. Vishasi Shikra. And he drank the beer. Vitzay, then he was healed. So again, the beer wasn't right in front of him. He did something in order to get the result. He broke off the top of the barrel in order to be healed and to be able to put the beer onto his toothache. He knew exactly that would help him. So therefore, you see, there are smart oxen out there, and that could be the case of what our Mishnah is talking about. But Rabbi Yochanan is safe. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Srefa has to be done for a constructive way, and that's exactly what was done here as well. Good. There is an important diuk. What does our Mishnah sound like? The Gemara sounds like in Pshat of the Mishnah, that Kimle only applies where Vadai, he is going to be Chayav Misa. But Mashma, that if it's only a Suffolk, right, our Gemara is saying, oh, you know for sure that it was done in a constructive way. What if you don't know? What if you don't know? What if it's a Suffolk Chayav Misa? Are you going to say Kimle by a Suffolk Chayav Misa? It sounds like not. Sounds like only when there's a Vadai Chayav Misa, you're going to say Pater on the Mammon. But if it's a Suffolk Chayav Misa, that's not enough to knock out the money. You're still going to be Chayav Mammon. So the Achronim wonder about that. Wow, is that really true? So if you look at Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Biurim here, in the back of Baba Kama, in the back of the second Chelek, he says, right, first he quotes the Rashi. Right, Rashi quotes, look at Rashi for a second. Umina Yadinan. About the sixth skinny line or so. How do we know? How do we know what the ox is doing? What's that question? Because if you don't know, so then you should say he's chayiv on the money. Umina Yadinan. Tilahachi Yichavein. How do you know that he had that kavana? De itzrich la'ashme inan masnisan. That the Mishnah would have to teach me the afagav de mare ki agavna miftar betashlumin have. The master in this case would be pater for the money. Shar chayiv. So how do you know that he would be pater and chayiv in these cases respectively? So Rabbi Chanan says, mevuar bidvarav to besafik kimle b'drav aminei chayiv mamon. It sounds like if it's only a safik chayiv misa, so that he would be chayiv mamon in that case. So how do you know that? Why would that be? Why would a safik chayiv mamon, safik misa, have a chiyam mamon, only a vade chiyam misa. Vahatam, says Rabbi Chanan, kivat shaha maisa mitzad atzmo mechaiva mamon. Listen to his lamdis, says Rabbi Chanan, by kimle b'dra abimine. And we're going to get to the lamdis of this Mishnah a little bit more a little later. Kimle, there's a chiyam misa and a chiyam mamon. Says Rabbi Chanan, you know what that is? Really, there is a chiyam mamon. Once there's a chiyam misa, that's poter, the chiyam mamon. So Mamela, once I'm not sure if there is a Chiyav Misa, so then there's a Cheskas Chiyav, there's a Suffolk Ptur, so I'm going to be Chayiv in that case. Elishonu Rotzim Lepotro Mishum Shemechuyav Misa. Avo B'Suffolk Shu Pater Mi Misa, Deha Suffolk Nefashos Lahakel, Shuv Chayiv Mamon Vadai. That is Rabbi Chanan's Svara. Again, what's the Svara? Even by the case of Kimle, there's a Chiyav Misa, which was Niftar Al Yedei the Chiyav. There's a Chiyav Mamon which is niftar by the Chiyav Misa. So a Mela, once the Chiyav Misa is only Misafek, so the Chiyav Mamon is still going to be alive, because it's going to be a Cheskas Chiyav. He quotes that his Rebbe, one of his Rebbeim, who were the Rebbeim of Rav Chanan, the Chafetz Chaim, and Reb Chaim, and Rav Shimon Shkap. Here he quotes Rav Shimon Shkap. He says, Vehiksha Mori, Harav Agon Rav Shimon HaKohen Shlita. Right, he says, Ta'achazinon. He says, wait a minute, the Gam Chayvi Misa Sholim Ptur Mimamon. We're going to have in a few minutes, according to Tanit Vechizkia, even if you don't actually get the Misa, you're going to be Pater from the Mamon. Im Kain. So how could you say, it's the Chiyav Misa that's Poter from the Chiyav Mamon, and therefore if it's a Savi Chiyav Misa, it's not going to work. Even if there is no Chiyav Misa, you're going to be Pater from the Mamon. So how does that work? So I explained to him that it doesn't go by the actual punishment, it goes by the Chiyav of the actual punishment. And once the Misa is a Misa HaMechayeves, as long as it's a Maisa, that's Vadai Mechayeves. If you had done it b'mezid, then even Shogeg is going to be Pater. He quotes that Nira Liyashev. But either way, that's an important principle, Yisod, that Kimle b'drabim minei is only by vada chiyav misa is poter to the chiyav mamon. But if it's only a suffik chiyav misa, Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't pater. If you look in the Achronim, some argue on that. Some say even a suffik chiyav misa. But we'll continue for now. We'll continue. So says the Gemara. Amru Rabbanan kamei de Rapapa. The Rabbanan said in front of Rapapa, mi matzis amrit, shoro dum yadidei. One second. So you're saying, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan learned the Mishnah, the way we explained it, you don't say he is compared to his ox is compared to him. And just like he does it in a constructive way, so too, his ox does it in a constructive way. But wait a minute, what about the ratio of the Mishnah? Let's compare it in that level in terms of the busha. How does that work? V'haktani, the Mishnah says, shoro shebiyesh pater. If the ox does embarrasses, he's going to be pater. V'hu shebiyesh chayev. But if he embarrasses, chayev. So we're going to do the same thing. Shoro dumya didei. We're going to pair the ox to him, just like he did it with intention to embarrass, so to the shor. Niskavin levayi, sheikh mishkachosla. This is beyond. Right? You're not, never going to have an ox that has kavana to embarrass. Even if you want to say you have a very smart ox, he's not going to be so smart that he's going to have kavanah to want to embarrass a person. So how do you have that comparison? So Gemara says, no, wait a minute. Remember what we had a week ago? For busha, the chiyuv of busha, you don't need kavanah to embarrass. All you need is kavanah to be mazik. Right? If somebody falls off a roof and falls on someone and he doesn't even have kavanah for the maisa, so then there's no chiyuv of busha. But if you had kavanah for the maisa, even if you didn't have kavanah for the busha, we said back on Daf Chav Zayin that it's good enough. Kigoj niskavin lahazik. That's all you need. Da'amar mar niskavin lahazik aval pishal niskavin levayish. If you have kavanah to be mazik, even if you don't have kavanah for busha, so that is going to be good enough. And that is what is the case of our Mishnah in the case of Shor. A Shor can have kavanah lahazik. Even though he doesn't have kavanah levayish, that's going to be good enough to be in the world of busha, but there's still a p'tur, as we said, from the Bartanura, from the Bartanura on the Mishnah, there's still going to be a p'tur of busha, because ish ba'miso v'lo shor ba'miso. Okay. This is all shot number one of the Gemara. How does Rabbi Yochanan who says that there's a p'tur makalkel even by the malacha of Havara, how does he understand our Mishnah? Our Mishnah which says you're chayef for Havara, okay, he would say our Mishnah is talking about a case where you did Havara for a constructive purpose. And you compare the ox case to the Adam case. That is all answer number one. Answer number two, says the Gemara. And then hopefully at the end, after this, we'll go back to the machlokas itself, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yavo. But let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rava Amar, Masnisan Bishogeg. Rava says, a different pshat that Rabbi Yochanan will give our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Bishogeg. What exactly is Rava saying? So machlokas between Rashi and most other Rishonim. Let's go with Rashi first. Rashi says that Rava is holding, look at the first line in Rashi, in Rava Amar, La'olam masnisan bitaloka boy leila afro. Really, the Mishnah is a case, you don't need the ashes, meaning you're not doing it for a constructive purpose. Bitaloka boy leila afro. And the reason you're pater from Tashlumin, what do you mean? According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're not doing it for a constructive purpose, then there's no chiyav misa. There's no isadar isa. So, no, says Rashi, v'hai depater mitashlumin, lav mishum delevi bechiyav misa. You're not going to be pater because there's a chiyav misa. Why? Because we know from the following in the Gemara that even if you did a chiyav misa b'shogeg, you're still going to be pater from tashlumin. Meaning, Rashi is understanding that when Rava here says the Mishnah is b'shogeg, it's really a parallel to shogeg. Not that you actually did it b'shogeg, right? What it means is, according to Rashi, and this is how Tosas interprets Rashi as well, that really the Mishnah is a case where you did it in a destructive way, but you did Srefa, even though you're not going to be Chayav Misa, it's still going to pater on the Mamon. Just like shogeg, Chayvi Misa shogegin paters Mamon, if I did a Chayav Misa, but I didn't know it was Shabbos. So I'm not Chayav Misa because it was b'shogeg. I didn't know it was Shabbos. But that's enough to pater the Mamon that's also involved, Right, I shot an arrow, the Gemara's in Ksubis, and right when it crossed over, Rosh Hashayachad, Rosh Hashayachad, it cut through the clothesline, and it ripped somebody's shirt. So if I did that all b'shogeg, I'm still putter on the shirt, because it's chayvei misas shogegin. That's the chiddush of Tana d'Chizkiya. So Rashi says that Rava is explaining the Mishnah, that just like shogeg paters mamon, even though you're not actually going to be chai misa, so too, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you didn't do it in a constructive way, it's not going to be chai misa, but it's still going to pater the mamon. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Now let's read the Gemara. So Rav Omar, masisa b'shogeg, the Mishnah is a parallel to shogeg. Uki detana d'vechizkia, detana d'vechizkia comes up, two of the main places where it comes up in Shas is Baba Kama Lamed Hei, right here, and Ksubis Lamed Hei. Right, those are the two of the main sugyas. The Chiddush of Tana d'Chizkiya is Kim Leib D'Rabbi Minei, even applies to Chayve Misas Shogegin. Make Adim Make Behema, if a person, a person hits and the Behema hits, and this came Mamon, Make Behema. I'm sorry, if a person, kills a person or an animal, mama begehem behema lo chilaktaba, bein shogeg lemeze bein miskavein l'shem miskavein, bein derech yirid lo derech aliyah. Just like the Torah is not machalik by make behema between shogeg and mezen, and kavana and no kavana, and derech yirida, which you know v'chayev by golas and derech aliyah. L'potra mamon ala chayev mamon, you're always chayev mamon in the case of make behema. So af make adam, so to make adam, lo tach lo bo. So too, if you, a person, affects another person, it's Kim Levi Rabbi Nei, there's a Chiyav Misa, lo tach lo bo, bein shogeg lemezen, bein miskavein l'shem miskavein, bein derech yirida lo derech aliyah, lo chayev mamon ala potra mamon. Make behema is always chayiv. Make adam is always patur. That is the limud of Tana d'Chizkiya, that even if a person is not going to be chayiv misa in the act, still one is going to be patur. What does that show us? As we know, this is one of the classic shitas that are discussed in the world of kimle. What does that show us about kimle v'drabamine? The fact that even if the person is not going to be killed, he's still going to be patur for paying the money. So you can't say that Kibbeh B'Dorav Minei is only about what we might call subsuming onshim. That if a person gets killed, so included, it's like Yesh B'Chal B'Sayimana. It's as if he's paying. You have a larger onesh, so it's as if the smaller onesh is included. That's basically impossible to say in Tana d'Chizkiya, because you're not getting the larger onesh, and you're still going to be punter for the mammon. So even if that is an approach in Kimle B'Drabim Minei, that can't be the only approach in Kimle B'Drabim Minei. The other approach must be something like subsuming maisim, subsuming actions. If I do a maisa that is mechayeves misa, even if I'm not chayev misa in this specific case, it's still going to exempt me from the mamon. Because you look at how the action is defined. You don't look at how the bezdin actually implements the misa and the onesh. Because here there is no onesh, and still I'm going to be pater. So that's a crucial highlight of the sugya of Kimle B'Drabim Minei. That's the Shita of Tana d'Chizkiya. Good, and it might even relate to the two sources for Kimle B'Drabim Minei. We know there are two sources in Shas for the halacha of Kimle B'Drabim Minei. Two of them in Shas, which is based on two psukim. One is the psukim in Mishpatim, Dmei Vlados, right? Two men are fighting, and one of them is trying to fight the other one, and a pregnant woman gets involved somehow on the side, and one of the men makes the woman lose her children, lose her babies, her vlados. So in that case, they're not live yet, he's not chayim misa for the babies, so he has to pay. He has to pay the husband, or the family of the Dmei Vlados. But the Torah says, you only have to pay if the woman didn't die. If the woman died, then you're going to be pater for the mamon of the vlados, because you're chayim misa, at least on a daraisa level, or even if it's shogegin, that's the chiddush of Tana d'Chizkiya. That's one makar. The other makar is based on the pasuk later on, kiseitse kidei rishaso mishe risha achas ata machayvo vi'i ata machayvo mishim shnei rishayos. Right, the Gemara quotes in Ksubis also. You're only chayev for one risha. And that sounds like, is it a din in Bezdin? So those two sources might give off different impressions. Is it a din in subsuming onshim or subsuming maisim? So that Tana d'Chizkiya is a nafkamina in that regard. But that is all Rashi's pshat of the of the Gemara. Let's just finish and then we'll do Tosas of Shat. Amru le Rabbanan le Rava, mi matzis mukvis la b'shogeg. Can you learn it to a case of shogeg? Our Mishnah, or Rashi would say, can you compare it to a case of shogeg? What's the language of our Mishnah? V'ham ipneishin nidon shem benav shoktani. Our Mishnah says, because the guy is chayiv misa. But according to this chart, he's not chayiv misa. Hachi kamar. No, it means, kivan de b'mezid nidon benav shok. If he had done it b'mezid, he would be chayiv misa. V'echi dami da kaboy la'afro. If he would do it for the constructive kneading the ashes, sash to b'shogeg putter. So to b'shogeg, that's why you would be putter. So just like if you would basically if you would do it in a mazed way, you'd be chayim misa. So too here. So that last line really sounds like Rashi's pshat. That's where Rashi Mestama got it from. It sounds like it's a parallel. Since if you would have done it constructively, you would be chayiv. So too, right? That's the similar case. Tosfos and other Rishonim do not like Rashi's pshat. Because what's Chayvi Misa Shogin? What's the Din of Tana Bechizkiah? Where you did a full-fledged Maisa Aveira, that's Mechayiv Misa, but I did it b'shogeg. That's where Kimle would apply. But if I didn't do a Chayiv Misa for a different reason, because there's a lack of definition in the Maisa Aveira itself, would you say that Pater's the Mamon? So for example, if somebody, I don't know, if somebody does Ritzicha, but instead of doing a Maisa Ritzicha, like let's say they threw a rock, which shouldn't have been able to kill somebody. It was a very little rock. And that killed somebody. So you're not Chayiv Misa, because you didn't use a weapon that should have been Chayiv Misa. So you're gonna pater Mamon for that? If you rip the guy's shirt in the same time? Or on Hilcha Shabbos, if I'm lacking something in Hilcha Shabbos, let's say Shnayim Shasa'uhu, so it's not Asa Daraisa, that's not going to pater Mamon. Or if you have some other tour of Misa, because you're lacking something in the definition of the act, that's not going to be Chayiv Misa that paters Mamon. Dafka Shogeg. Shogeg means I did a perfect Misa Aveira Daraisa, but I did it for Shogeg. That's the chiddush of what's Pater's the Mamon. But if I'm missing, what's Rashi saying? According to Rashi, the Mishnah is saying, well, you didn't do it for a constructive purpose. You did it Makalkel. Makalkel is a strong enough Maisa Aveira to Pater the Mamon. Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, Masnisa b'shogeg. He quotes Rashi, Pirish Makuchis, de Rav Amuki Masnisa, de Lo Boy Lafro, Upater me oso tam shoshogeg pater. It's a parallel. The Ain Halash on Mashbakein. First of all, it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. First of all, Tosas has a problem with a textual problem, the language. The Odi says, de Lo Dami l'shogeg, she yeshbo iser malacha. A shogeg is a full fledged malacha. How do you know? You bring a garman chatas for a shogeg. You don't bring a garman chatas for a kalkel. Or for Shinui, or for any of the other Pturim. Tosas says, what's Rashi talking about? That's not a Maisa Avera Daraisa. Avokan ain't kan iser malacha. No, the Mishnah isn't a parallel to Shogeg. The Mishnah is talking about a case of Shogeg. That's how we would interpret the Mishnah. It's not just a parallel, and therefore Tosas argues on Rashi in this case. Okay, either way, whether we all like Rashi or Tosas, we have a second answer that Rava gives, how Rabbi Yochanan would understand the Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yavo, who have the Machlokes by Makalkel. We have the Petur Makalkel by Uol Balachis. Is there a Petur Makalkel by Chovil and Mavir? Rabbi Yochanan says yes, Rabbi Yavo says no, and the Gemara just went into how Rabbi Yochanan would read our Mishnah. The Gemara there, we don't have time to do this now, but just to mention it, and then we'll have to leave the explanation for another time, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufav, says this Machlokes between Rabbi Yavo and Rabbi Yochanan is really a Machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. It's really a Machlokes Tanoim. But the Gemara doesn't explain which Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is this based on. So it's very unclear. It's difficult to figure out. Reb Yehuda, there are many machlokas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon in Hilcha Shabbos. Darashena Meskave, Malach Jesuit Lagufa. There are machlokos. But the question is, which one is the Gemara referring to there that relates to the machlokas of Reb Yehuda and Reb Yochanan? So Rashi there says it's Malach Jesuit Lagufa, and Tosas there argues with him. But you got to work hard, in though the Rishonim work hard to figure out which machlokas Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is being referred to there. Okay, says the Gemishnah. Shor shayirodev achar shor acher. So we're back to Shor. After comparing Shor to Maisa Adam, we're back to Shor for the last Mishnah in our Perek. Shor Shei Rodevach Shor Acher, Behuzak Ruvein Shor is running after Shimon Shor. They disappear behind the bend. And then, what do? We go after behind the bend and we see Ruvein Shor standing there and we see Shimon Shor with a broken leg. But we don't know exactly how it happened. Behuzak, Ze Omer Shor Chizik. Right, Shimon said, your ox damaged my shor. I saw it. V'zeh omer loki ela b'selalaka. No! He tripped on a rock. He tripped on a rock. Rashi says, mischachi chaya b'selalaka. He was scratching, he got an itch. He was scratching himself on the rock, and he got hurt. Interesting, why does Rashi say that? Why doesn't Rashi just say, he tripped on the rock while he was running away? It sounds like, in that case, you would still be chayef for that. That would be enough to be mechayef. That's why Yidavka has to say, no, he was scratching himself and he tripped on the rock. But if it was a, that's the diuk in Rashi, that if he would have tripped on the rock because he was running away from the other animal, he would be chayef. That would be enough. The Nemuki Yosef Beferish argues on that. So Machlokas, Rashi, and the Nemuki Yosef, the Achronim point out, whether that would be a chiyuv, if it would be tripping on the rock because he was running away, and the root of that Machlokas might be whether there is a principle of garmi, by Nizke Mamon. There's Garmi, as we discussed the past couple of days, by my action. Is there Garmi by Nizke Mamon, my animal's action? That's a Machlokas Rishonim, but that might be the Machlokas here between Rashi and the Nemuki Yosef. Well, let's continue. But either way, so again, what happened? Reuven says that it wasn't my ox, your ox, tripped on a rock. And Shimon says, no, your ox. So what's the principle? Hamoza Mechaler, Lavaraya. We know whenever there is a Suffig Mamonis, we say, prove it. Until you have Adim to prove it, so you're not getting any money. If two oxen are running after a third ox, and all three are owned by different people, Reuben and Shimon are running after Levi's ox. So Reuben says, oh, Shimon, your ox gored Levi's. And Shimon says, no, Reuben, it was yours. So, Shnei Peturim. They're both butter. Why? Because there's no proof. And Hamosu Mechaveru Alav Araya. Until Levi brings a proof that one of them did it, so Pater. Im Ayushnaim Shalish Echad. But if both of the attackers are owned by the same person, then Shnaim Chayovin. Then obviously, they're both going to be Chayev. The Gemara will talk about what does it mean both. I mean one of them. Right? But we'll see. Im Haya Echad, God of Echad Katan. One was a big ox, one was a small ox. Hanizak Omer Gadol Hizik. The Nizak says the Gadol was Mazik, because why? We're talking about a short time. So he wants a larger ox, because of Migufo. The Hamazik Omer Loki Elakata Nizak, and the Mazik says, no, my small ox damaged. Or, Echatam Echan Muad. Hanizak Omer Muad Hizik. The Hamazik Omer Loki Elatam Hizik. Hamosim Echavero Lavarayas. In all those cases, Hamosim Echavero, and therefore, the Mazik will pay the smaller amount. The Mazik will pay the smaller amount. Fine. Let's continue for a moment. What if there were two attackers and two victims? Echad gadol v'echad katan. V'hamazik in shnayim. Echad gadol v'echad katan. Two attackers and two victims. Hanizak omer. And the two attackers were owned by the same person, and the two victims were owned by the same person. Hanizak omer gadol hizak esak gadol v'katan esak katan. The Nizak says, your big animal damaged my big animal. And small to small, because that would be better for the Nizak. V'hamazak omer loki, ela katan es ha-gadol v'gadol es ha-gadol. Or, echata v'echan muad. Hanizak omer muad hizak es ha-gadol v'tam es ha-gadol. The Nizak says what's better for him than muad damaged by gadol, the tam my katan. V'hamazak omer loki, ela tam es ha-gadol muad es ha-gadol. Hamoti mechaver olav arayi. In all these cases, the Mazak pays the lesser amount, because hamoti mechavero. The guy has to prove it if he wants more money. Ask the Rishonim, we're talking about Tom here. Why, if the Mazik says, it was my gut, my katan, my Tom, why would he be chayv anything? Hamoz Bechaber Lavaraya sounds like what? He pays the lesser amount. What do you mean? He's Mote Beknas. Isn't this Mote Beknas Pater? So, if it's a Knas, Pagan is a Knas, that's what we paskin, and he's admitting to the lesser amount, he should be Pater. Pagan is a Mote Beknas Pater, he has the Nemuki Yosef. So the Muki Yosef says three answers. Number one, the Muki Yosef says there must be Edim that they saw from afar that there was an ox that damaged. They're just not sure which ox. So that's why you don't have Modi Bakras Potter here. Because you know one of his oxen damaged. the other guy. So if one of them damaged, so he's got to be chayiv. So he can't be mozeb. There's no mozeb kanas in that case. You know he's chayiv. So he just says the smaller one. So that's why you say a mozeb chaver olam araya. Answer number one. Answer number two. The Rashba says, well, maybe this is according to the opinion of Paganis Kamamona, which is dachuk. But that's what he says. It must be. It's a kanas. You should be putter. It doesn't sound like there are edim on anything here. So the Rashba says it must be according to the opinion, Palganis Kamamona. But the Ravid here, we discussed this Ravid 3 weeks ago, the Ravid here has a Chiddush Gadol, where the Ravid says it must be that Modeh B'Knas Pater does not apply to Palganiska. Even though usually by all Knossos, we say if you admit to the Knas, you're going to be Pater, the Ravid here, and the Rashba quotes the Ravid also. Vitire tu, de knasa de palganiska, shiny mishar knasa de alma. Wow. De hacha karnahu, vichyasa de beidinu, umode, zil shlim amrile. And the Rashba says, it's against the Gemara, we had it at the end of the first parak. The rival will have to figure that out. But he says, the Rashba says, vichvar kasati lamala sheini yori lesof daito baze, de palganiska vadai, eina mashal, alpiatzmo, vizet tema, shloshamanu came beshumakom. I know what the rival's talking about. But that's the Chiddush Gadol of the Ravid, that Modeh B'Knas does not apply to Keren Knas, Paganiska Knasa, and he gets it from this Gemara. Because this Gemara, this Mishnah, the Mishnah sounds like Modeh B'Knas is Chayiv. So there are three answers in the Rishonim. But that the Ravid's answer is a Chiddush Gadol. Okay, let's continue. Amrim Chia Baraba, Zoso Meres. The fact that we say Amos Mechaber Olav Araya in these cases, that proves to me, Chalukin Olav Chaver Val Sumchis, to Amar Maman Amuta Basav Echolkin, Sumchis holds, we'll have this later on, we'll have the case later on, without getting into it, about an ox or a cow, and there's a Safek, Sumchis holds, whenever you have Mamon Hamuta Basafek, you have a Safek about money, you split it. You split it, so our Mishnah says you don't split it. Amos Mechaber Olav Araya. So, it's clear that the Rabbanan argue on Sumchis. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Abba Bar Mamalei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Sumchis Afilu Bari Vibari, the Sumchis say is din, Amon Amud B'Savi Cholken, even if each of the parties are certain that they are right, Amalei in. Yes, Amar Sumchis Afilu Bari Vibari. He says it even if they are certain. Umimai, how do you know that? Did Masnisan Bibari Vibari, who? Our Mishnah, they're each saying it with certainty. Diktani, ze omer sharche ezik, but ze omer loki. They're each saying it with certainty, and we say that this Mishnah is against Sumchis. So we know Sumchis must say yeshita of chokin, even by bari vibari, because our Mishnah says it, Muhammad Zechar Lavarai, even in that case. Maske v'lara papa, 1 minute, midereisha bari vibari, sefanami bari vibari. If the second half of the Mishnah is bari ubari, like we just explained, the seifa must also be. Ema seifa, but look at the seifa. Haya echad gadol v'echad katan. Nizak omer gadol hizik. Umazik omer loki ala katan hizik. Echad tam v'echad muad. Nizak omer muad hizik. Umazik omer loki ala tam hizik. Hamotze mechaber alav araya. Right, the cases of machlokes about muad and tam. Halo maisi raya. But if no raya is brought, shakel kitaka amar mazik. If no raya is brought, so then, as we explained, the nizik still takes based on what the mazik, based on what the mazik admitted to. Even though the mazik is basically saying, what you say happened is wrong. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Neima devi tyufta de Rabba Bar Nassan. Isn't that a kasha on Rabba Bar Nassan then? De Omar, who says in a totally different context, Tanu chite behodilo bisorim patur. Cases from Shvuis and Mabatsia, right, more Shvuis. If somebody said, Reuben says to Shimon, you owe me wheat. Then Shimon says, no, I only owe you barley, patur. In that case, Shimon is putter. So that's, right, so our mission seems to be against that. Because the Nizak is saying, it was your muad, and the Mazik is saying, no, it was my tam. He's admitting to something totally different that the Toveya, the Nizak didn't say, and our mission says Chayiv. And Rabbi Ranasan says putter. So is our mission against Rabbi Ranasan? Ela, so it must be, maybe, Babari Vashema. Well, maybe no. Maybe our Mishnah is about a case of Bari Vishema. Meaning the Nizik isn't saying for sure. He's saying maybe, and that's why it wouldn't be against Rabba Bar Nasan. You know what? We have to stop here. By Tekamar. Let's go pick up with this tomorrow, and we will get into the Svara for Tanuchita Modelo Basar and Pater, and we'll get into the other sugyas that come up here in Masechet Baba Kama as we finish up the third paragraph of Hashem and get into the fourth. Okay? We'll stop here.